Welcome back to the first 2017 edition of The Sit-Down. In 2017, we are going to be focused on organizing and building power. Gee, I don't know why. Maybe it was because we got a nut in the White House and we got a lot of work to do. So, you know, when I was first started teaching at Kutztown University back in 2002, I'd moved to PA from Washington, D.C., where I'd been teaching, helping organize a graduate student teacher and adjunct union, and working with the emerging global justice movement. And I was also writing my dissertation at the time on rhetoric of social movements. And I'll tell you, the global justice movement had a huge impact on my research, my teaching, my activism. I found myself that I was learning daily from young activists who were organizing some of the most amazing work that I'd seen in ages. And when I started teaching at Kutztown, some of my courses focused on the rhetorics of globalization. And it wasn't long before students began showing up in my office hours saying, like, hey, look, how do I get involved? You know, they would tell me that Kutztown was too conservative, and they told me that most students are apathetic, or they told me that, look, there's nothing going on here in Kutztown. Well, after a few weeks of a nearly constant stream of students kind of coming to me and saying a version of that same narrative, it became pretty clear to me that the problems that students were having were not about apathy. It was about a lack of a network and a lack of an experience in building political networks. So I began putting students in touch with one another and helping build their networks. And in less than a year, we had an active and successful United Students Against Sweatshop chapter, a student labor group. We had built a network of student activists across the region that were organizing against the buildup to the Iraq War. And a lot happened very quickly. And the fact is that one of the most important challenges that we face on the left is that of isolation. And I see this again and again across Pennsylvania. And, you know, this podcast, I'm recording this right now from Harrisburg, and it's the 2017 Keystone Progress Summit. This is like an annual gathering of progressives across the state. And it's one of those places where you start to build those networks and sustain those networks over time. So this is kind of like a great opportunity to launch the 2017 version of the Sit Down from this space. And one of the reasons that I wanted to have our particular guest today was because when I started Raging Chicken Press in 2011, it was a response in part because I saw a lack of this kind of network of progressive media and progressive organization across the state, and I wanted to do something. And then lo and behold, Matt Bridenstine kind of contacts me about over a month ago and lets me know, said, hey, you know, we like what you're doing at Raging Chicken, and we've got a group of progressives down in the Philadelphia area. They're getting together, and we're going to launch this thing called PhillyProgressives.com, right? And the whole idea behind it, as Matt explained it to me, was that there's great activism happening, right? But nobody seems to have like a way of navigating it, right? There's, you know, people are organizing and they're having a protest over on this side of the city, and there's people are protesting on this side of the city. What if we had a central place that would kind of begin to network these folks across the region? And that is precisely what PhillyProgressives.com was all about. So today I am absolutely thrilled to be welcoming Matt Bridenstine and AJ Joshi, two of the co-founders of PhillyProgressives.com, to talk about the launch of their project and to connect progressives and activists across the region. So welcome, Matt and AJ.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Hey, you know, and I guess as a way just to acknowledge to people who are listening to this podcast, this is our second go-round on this to show you that we had a fantastic conversation about a week ago, less than a week ago, and it turned out that the audio got all messed up and all that, so I really appreciate you guys taking another time, more time out of your days in order to join me again here on the Sit-Down.
Absolutely. Second time's a charm.
That's what I'm hoping, right? So, all right. So let me ask you guys. So just to, you know, for folks that are sitting there at PhillyProgressives.com, why don't you just give us kind of an overview of the genesis of this, why you put it together, who's been involved with this, and what you're hoping to get out of it?
Yeah, sure. So we first started as a meetup group in November, and this was right after the election of, Trump. And when we first came together, we wanted us to be a group of action. The question was what's the best way we can have an impact without distracting on what's already going on? And that was really the genesis of PhillyProgressives.com, is being able to bring groups, ideas, and events to a central hub so that those in the community can navigate through what is a crazy time right now. There's so much going on. And I think we thought that was the best way for us to contribute.
Yeah, I mean, you must have seen, you know, after the election, there was a lot of anger and a lot of people were just questioning what to do, how to get involved. And people who have never protested before came out to the streets. A lot of excitement, but we felt that some of this may be diluted just because there's so much stuff going on in this tendency to get overwhelmed by a lot of things going on at the same time. And so we want to bring people primarily who don't have the experience of many others of, you know, organizing protests or being in these kind of movements before, to give them a way to network with people who are like-minded and also progress towards action.
No, excellent. So did you guys know each other before this?
Nope. Met for the first time. I met Matt for the first time at our first meetup.
You know, that's fantastic. I mean, you know, one of the things that it has been one of my hobby horses over the years has been that the left, right? And I mean, when I'm saying left, let me paint with broad strokes here, right? That you know, from the liberals, left, center liberals, several left across the spectrum, is that we don't spend a whole lot of time working on our infrastructure. And what I mean by that is, you know, whether we're talking about, say, with Raging Chicken, for example, as a media infrastructure, looking at progressive media infrastructure, but ways of kind of networking each other in a sustainable way. So very often what happens is that, you know, I saw the same thing that you guys are saying. I mean, after the election, people wanted to get involved, people who had never been involved before. And a lot of people also felt like, you know, they were out there kind of reinventing the wheel in a certain sense, right? They didn't know that, but, you know, it could have been there was an organization right across town, right? Or even the next town over that was doing exactly what they were doing, but they hadn't been connected before. So the kind of work that I see that you guys do with, you know, PhillyProgressives.com is having this website, this clearinghouse, this hub for organizations, not trying to be like, you know, the Uber organization, right? Or not trying to be the big giant umbrella group that brings it, but rather as a way of facilitating that kind of communication in a much more horizontal network way. And so that was what, for me at least, was one of the most exciting things about your project.
Yeah, we didn't think that it was necessarily our job to bring organizations together to form one specific group. Because every group is different. Every group has their own mission. To is just be able to get the information out to people so that they can choose, really know what organizations are out there and be able to choose what they want to participate in. That's a main aspect of it.
So let me ask you this. So when you were first building this site, right, when you're trying to put it together, how did you go about just even finding people to get in touch with, right? What was that process of you know, reaching out to folks and connecting it and bringing them to the central location of the website?
Well, right now, we started as a bunch of, you know, came to a meetup. And we didn't know each other, and we just started working together on building the site. And we have an amazing person who's been working on our Twitter and who's going to be helping us out on our Facebook. So a lot of it has been social media for the most part. And we've subscribed to almost every single organization's newsletters. And let me tell you, with 100 different organizations, there is a lot going on. So we've been able to connect through organizations that way. And I've been able to directly connect with leaders. It's been really cool to see, actually, in our last meetup that we had some leaders from Reclaim Philadelphia who attended and participated in, you know, organizing of the site.
Yeah. What's awesome is everyone seems to be so collaborative about this. You know, there's no competition between groups. Everyone sees that we're after the same thing. So, you know, we're part of a larger movement. It's a movement where people want to participate. And, you know, if there's like 10 ways you can participate, there's that many people who want to get in those ways of doing things. So it's an exciting time. And, you know, we're just allowing this to happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just so impressed with the site. And like, I know that we're going to talk about the second half of the program today. I'm going to have you kind of take us through the site a little bit and take a look at it. But what one of the things that's immediately evident, well, there's a couple things that, you know, kind of jump out to me right away is one, the way I mean, the comprehensive nature of the site just blows me away every single time. I mean, you're looking at everything for here's a protest that is happening, right? I mean, I'm looking at it right now is from protest resistance, Philly socialist citywide meeting, right? On the one side over here. And then you've got, hey, here's an art exhibit that's going on, right? Here's this kind of lecture that's happening down in the city. So, I mean, you're seeing this not just as a calendar of events for people to get to the streets or to protest for this thing. But it seems to me when I look at the site, I see it. This is about building a kind of a progressive culture, right? It's about bringing the communities together that people that might not necessarily find themselves in the same room just by happenstance to bring it, say, hey, look, we're bigger than just, you know, a few groups that are here and there. We've got a wide range of people across the city, and this is what our culture looks like.
Yeah, that's a great point. I mean, you know, one of the first discussions we had at our first meetup, I remember, was what progressivism means. And, you know, it's interesting because people define it differently and they look at things differently based on their own experiences and the things that they care about most. You know, we kind of didn't want to get so involved in the differences, but more focus on the commonalities. And this site, if you see, it has, like you mentioned, art as a way of expression. Not everyone may agree with that, but there's other things for them to agree with there too. There is an underlying theme of that, you know, philosophy, which is advancing, not going backwards. So this is an exciting opportunity for us all to get together. People who haven't really, you know, see each other on a regular basis normally come together with these kind of organizations.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, the right wing in this country has spent about, you know, 30 to 40 years building its networks and building its infrastructure, right? And their network, right, you know, is very much, you know, it's a kind of central out. It's a top-down model, but it's well-organized, right? So in some ways, what I see in this site is not only just the fact that, look, you know, this is about building progressive infrastructure, but the very kind of ethos of your site, the way that it's set up, the way that it looks, the way that it kind of paints with this, you know, kind of this kind of network ethos of like everything from art to lectures to protest, it actually enacts in my view, at least when I'm looking at it, the very values of progressivism, right? That it's not just like one group that is going to kind of dictate out or one message. It's saying that this is what this kind of progressive future could look like. This is what our community could look like if all we got to do is kind of, you know, get together and keep together, right? Let's do this in a systematic way.
Yeah, you know, everybody has a different way of like AJ said, expressing themselves. And some people might not be comfortable with necessarily going to a rally, right? But that doesn't mean that they're not, you know, informed or you want to make a difference. So by providing all these opportunities, somebody can find something that they're comfortable with in expressing, you know, their way of either protesting or getting involved or fighting for an issue, you know?
I was just saying, I mean, you know, if you just look at the strength of the movement, you know, just yesterday, you know, the Pat Toomey call and the level of participation in that call, I mean, it's amazing. You know, there's people out there who want to be involved, and we're basically providing a channel for them to get involved.
Oh, absolutely. Now, so let's just kind of step back a little bit. So you guys, you know, AJ, you mentioned kind of at the beginning that, you know, this is the first time you've kind of been involved with some of this stuff. What's your guys' background? Like, what kind of brought you to this place? You know, what kind of involvement have you had with politics before? Or, you know, what do you do before you're the kind of two of the co-organizers of this group? What are your guys' backgrounds?
I guess I'll go first. My background is in nonprofit management and organization and volunteering, and I've been doing one aspect or another for at least 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And I really have gotten that from my parents, who are very, very active people in their communities, have been very, very active in progressive issues and really getting out there since they were in high school, and they grew up in Washington, D.C. during the Civil Rights Movement. And it's not just me, both my brothers are pretty progressive and active in their own way as well. And so for me, this is just another way for me to express my way of you know, having an impact. So, yeah.
Yeah, so unlike Matt, I don't have a background in this, in politics or even activism. This is the first time. I do sales for work, and then I have a technical background. I was happy, keeping my head down, doing my job for years, you know, carrying on with friends, family, and life, until some of the values that I took for granted were challenged. And, you know, I care deeply about this country. I care deeply about the future of our country. And, you know, there was a call to action. And, you know, for me, you know, the timing was right for all this to happen. I mean, you can look at it one way, Kevin. You look at this as a negative, or you can look at it as a positive. People like me actually coming on out and participating, you know, when we didn't really felt we need to. We took the last 8 years for granted.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think that, you know, that sentiment, I can't tell you how often I hear that. And what is encouraging to me about this is that when the choice could have been fear and isolation, right? You know, I think that's always the biggest enemy, like I was said in the intro, the enemy of those of us with kind of from a progressive link or just kind of just people in general. I mean, fear tends to kind of push us into our own little areas, protecting our own turf, and keeps us away from each other. But the fact that people have been out in the streets, that have been looking for points of connection, I think is incredibly encouraging. And as is kind of like a reminder, and you know, yet the alarm has gone off, but instead of hitting the snooze button, people have kind of gotten out of bed, took the shower, and said, got ready for the day. And that for me has been the one thing that has sustained, really, you know, I think about it, sustained me through the past couple months, right? And just the daily fire hose of insanity that is coming out of Washington, D.C.
That's true.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you go on CNN or any of the major ones, and you just go onto the website, and it's almost depressing what is going on, and it's even harder to navigate too. But having, you know, Kevin, like media outlets like you, helps majorly. And I think that we're in the world where social media and Facebook and Twitter is a way for people to get information so quickly that people are able to mobilize quickly that way. And I mean, look at the Arab Spring. That was at least at the very beginning until it got, you know, before these dictators stopped it, was social media. And that's how they grew. It's very much the same way now, except we don't have elements that are able to, you know, shut down the internet as you have in these other countries. So it's exciting, and it does fire me up as well as it fires you up too.
No, absolutely. So listen, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I hope you guys are going to take me through a couple things. Like one, I want to give people a sense of the site itself. So I'll ask you to kind of walk us through a little bit what's on the site, kind of how it's organized, what it's set up to do, and how you're hoping that people are going to interact with it. And then we could talk a little bit about where we go from here, right? Kind of looking forward. So this is Kevin Mahoney. I am the editor and founder of Raging Chicken. This is the 2017, first 2017 edition of The Sit Down. We'll be back right after this break with Matt and AJ.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1932. That was the day that working people in the United States said goodbye to one of their great heroes. Florence Kelly was born in 1859. Her father, William D. Kelly, was a U.S. Senator. Senator Kelly was an abolitionist and was concerned about the conditions under which working people toiled. He passed that concern on to his daughter. Florence enjoyed the finest education, studying at Cornell University, the University of Zurich, and the Union College of Law. She became a vocal opponent of child labor and sweatshop conditions. She found camaraderie with like-minded women, including Jane Addams and Ellen Gates Starr at Hull House in Chicago. Kelly soon became an important addition to the work of this famed settlement house. Jane Addams' nephew remembered her as the finest rough-and-tumble fighter for the good life of others that Hull House ever knew. She began to visit local factories around Hull House to document unsafe working conditions and the use of child labor. Based on her careful research, the Illinois legislature passed a law banning children under the age of 14 from working in factories. Florence was named the first ever chief factory inspector in the state of Illinois. From Chicago, she moved on to New York, where she helped to found the National Consumer League. The league supported the fight for the 8-hour workday and was a leader in the fight against sweatshops. Florence was also a founding member of the NAACP. She helped to found the National Child Labor Committee, a group dedicated to ending child labor. In response to their work, in 1912, the U.S. Children's Bureau became part of the federal government. It was the only federal agency at the time run by women. Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
Welcome back to Raging Chicken Radio's The Sit Down, the first sit down for 2017. I am here with Matt and AJ. Matt and AJ are two of the co-founders of PhillyProgressives.com, this amazing website that seeks to just kind of bring people together, saying that, man, there's amazing stuff that's happening in the Philadelphia region. Why don't we find a place where we can bring all that stuff together to serve as a clearinghouse, a hub, a community builder, and a network that is really going to help sustain our fights in the days ahead. So guys, well, here's what I thought we could do is, like, you know, for those folks who, you know, there might be listening this, you know, on their phone or something like this, they're not in front of the computer looking at the site. You could kind of walk us through a little bit about the design of the site and how it's set up and how you're hoping that people are going to interact with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we started talking about the site, we started brainstorming, and some of the things that we wanted to provide to the community was a list of organizations within not just, you know, Center City Philadelphia, but Greater Philadelphia. So we have, if you go to our website, one of the pages is Take Action, and you can scroll down and we have a join of progressive organization. And believe it or not, there are over 100 organizations, whether it's, you know, organizations focused on the environment or discrimination or civil rights. And then you have organizations that are all encompassing, you know, and they want to address all these issues. So that's a place where you can go and not just see all the organizations, but we have it organized by cause. So it's easier to navigate instead of going down a list. So we have that. And then we also have a calendar of events that right when you go onto the site, the front page, we have that a events calendar for the whole month of all. Yeah. And that's also organized not just by date, but also by, you know, cause or area as well. So.
Yeah. So one of the things that we were really interested in when we looked at this initially was the user friendliness. You know, you get to a website, you want to do something, and the number of clicks it takes to get from what you want to do to the specific event that's there, the date that is there, we want to minimize that. So that was a big thing. Easy to use, user friendly website. The other thing is also the aesthetics of the site also, you know, not a lot of clutter, but really focusing on, you know, use of white space, clean look, all those were important in doing that. And lastly, just, you know, let's incorporate various technology streams. You know, we've got Facebook, we've got obviously the website, Twitter, have a lot of things going on at the same time. And, you know, this is what's different today versus 8 years back or 4 years before that. We've got better technology, allows us to all link together in a more seamless way.
Yeah, and I have to say that's one of the things that struck me when, you know, Matt first sent me the link, said, "Hey, look, we've got the mock-up up, or kind of we haven't done the official launch yet, but check it out." That what immediately struck me by it is about the ease of access, the cleanness of the site, and I gotta say, right, the best frickin' logo I have seen in ages. I mean, I've been like, the moment that bird landed on the podium and Bernie Sanders, like when he was giving that speech, I'm like, that has got to be the symbol for the progressive movement going forward. I can't see any other way around it. And to have that little, that you have that bird sitting on top of the Liberty Bell and the great, I mean, just, it's phenomenal. So kudos to you all for that. You'll love it. Yeah, and so the other thing too as well, just to point out those two aspects. So as you're kind of scrolling through, you come up with this calendar. And what I love about this is that, you know, you talk about the ease of use, AJ. And, you know, I'm looking at it right now, and I just move my cursor over, say, today's date. And today's the 17th. And there it is, like, pop up, Dissent in America Teach-In presents Being a Black Man in 2017 America, right? Gives you the location there. If I want to see what's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow, uprooted Japanese American farm labor camps exhibit opening, right? Next day, March for the Paris Agreement, nonviolent direct action training, right? I mean, it's a piece of cake to see what's happening from day to day. So if I'm sitting there and say, hey, man, what's going on today? Wasn't there something that was happening? Immediate access. But if I'm coming at it and going to say, hey, you know what? I'm interested in this issue. All I do is have, like, you know, one little scroll down, and there I have it all broken up, right? Looking for exhibitions. And there, you know, the other part that I think, you know, that is so important is that not only just exhibitions, but you have up there, for example, happy hours, right? Yeah. The idea that, you know, this is a social space. I mean, part of what we're doing, you talk about kind of building a progressive movement, what makes it sustainable is also that, you know, you're building your social networks too as well. And so that stuff is all there, and ways of people kind of getting involved that doesn't kind of require them to, you know, buy into a particular candidate or ideology or something like that first, but to go out places to kind of connect with other folks that are kind of, you know, in the same vein as we are. So, man, kudos to you guys.
Well, thank you. There's so much, and I say this in a good way, there's so much noise, and, you know, how do we take that noise and make that into music that everybody can understand? And so we wanted to keep it as simple, as direct as possible with the site, and hopefully we are, you know, succeeding with that.
Yeah, and, you know, just to talk about the behind the scenes, what goes on, you know, all the research that goes into finding all these different, you know, groups and activities and functions that are going on, you know, in the Philly area at the same time. There's a lot of work. It's interesting when you look at it all together and you see how full the calendar is. You know, this is a measure of the activity, really, of the activity in the progressive movement. You know, it is kind of cool when you see all this work everyone's doing come together onto one calendar.
Yeah, I mean, I think it does just in the setup of the site itself, it does a tremendous amount to, you know, break out of that sense of isolation or you're in this by yourself, right? I mean, just by seeing what's going on. And, you know, another aspect of what you said, AJ, just there is, you know, I think, you know, people have got to appreciate the kind of work that goes into just doing a site like this, right? So on the one hand, I mean, you know, Matt, you mentioned earlier that you get like over 100 emails, right, that you're kind of combing through to kind of pull out stuff. The design of this site, the work that goes into this. And, you know, this is the kind of stuff what I, you know, was saying in the first segment of today's show, where the progressives very often, we don't spend enough time really investing in our infrastructure, right? It's not just the kind of, you know, the rally in the street, but it's all those things, that support network, that goes into kind of making this possible. So, I mean, I know that you've both said this to me when we talked before too as well. But, you know, you're just two people, right? And what amounts to kind of like, you know, this little virtual army that is keeping this site up and running. And, you know, kudos to everybody that's been involved to making this happen.
You know, I think we've been really fortunate to have, again, you know, we started off with seven people. And they've all stuck together, and they've contributed one aspect to the site to it and another. And if you were to go on our page and go under resources, we have a team who's developing a page called Know Your Elected Officials. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not just, you know, me and AJ. We got some other people.
Of course, really, lots of other people.
Really working hard on not just working on what's currently on the site, but we have some other ideas. you know, that we're going to implement in the next couple of months with the site that I think people who visit it will really benefit from it. So.
Yeah, I have no doubt. I have absolutely no doubt. So let me ask you this, a way of kind of closing out. I know you probably all have to get running pretty soon. I'm taking time out in the middle of your day. But so mm-hmm. if you're looking forward from here, kind of where do things go from here, do you think?
So our meetups have always been an organizational meetup. Now we're going to be turning that into guest speakers, almost like a happy hour social aspect. So that's where we're going to be transitioning away from the website. But something that you can look forward to that will be under that resources page is we're going to create a scorecard that encompasses many of the major issues and combine that to score legislators within not just Philadelphia, but the state. So when people go to the site and they want to know, you know, whether their legislator is progressive, or they are, you know, they're actually saying what they're doing, they can go on the site, and we want to make that very, very simple to read too. So that's something that you can definitely look forward to on the site. And then the other thing I could say that this is long term would be we want to have our own. You know, you're at a conference right now for the state of PA. You know, progressive organizations are coming together. We want to have a micro one for that in Philadelphia and bring all the organizations to be able to work together in a conference style event in Philadelphia. So, but that's way down the road. That's way down the road.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, whatever we can do to help here at Raging Chicken, I'll tell you, we'd be more than happy to help. You know, I was thinking about, you know, if you do have, say, conferences or meetups or things like this, we could do some kind of live events where just getting folks together and just kind of talking about, you know, what it's like building that progressive community. Regardless, either way, I mean, I know that this is going to be the first of many conversations down the road because, you know, I just love the work you guys are doing.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it. Yeah, we love working with you. You guys are great.
So let me ask you this. So if you have any, you know, hopeful closing thoughts for our listeners out there who are looking to get involved with progressive things or maybe feeling a little bit kind of angry or distraught or frustrated, any closing messages from you guys?
You know, there's a lot of things going on at the same time. Like, you don't ever have to be distraught. Like, you look at our calendar and any given day of the month, there's something going on. So what's keeping you from being involved? You know, get off the just complaining about stuff on social media and start doing something about it. That would be my encouragement to anyone out there who's angry about the turn of events.
Yeah, and I would say, you know, looking at the group that we developed, a lot of them have really never been active before. And look what they're doing. And I would encourage you to find what you like to do and try to figure out a way for you to make an impact that way. And take comfort in the fact that there are people who've never participated before and they're getting active, and so can you.
Exactly.
And join them, you know. This is going to be an interesting, tough couple of years, let's be honest. But take solace in that you're not alone. We're coming together, and we're fighting, and we'll win. We'll win in the end. But it's going to take a lot of work.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt. I have no doubt. So listen, thank you both for taking time for me again. And again, I mean, doing this twice, I mean, having the, you know, tech fail for the first round and for coming back and kind of being on, and really encourage everybody to get out there and check out phillyprogressives.com. You know, subscribe to their email list. It's right there on the front page. Click subscribe, stick in your email address. You get updates from them, and go back to the site frequently to see what's going on. Matt and AJ, thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right. This is Kevin Mahoney, editor and founder of Raging Chicken. This has been the 2017 edition of The Sit Down. We'll be back with you real soon, folks. And don't forget to check out, if you are in the Harrisburg area, don't forget to check us out at the Keystone Progress Summit. That's where I am recording this from right now. Swing by. We've got some swag. We've got some pins and that kind of stuff. I'm going to be sending AJ and Matt some of that stuff too as well, and for as a little thank you for being on the show today. We'll be back soon, folks. And, you know, keep the faith, keep organizing, and get out there and not only be in the streets, but meet up with some folks and have a beer or two. All right. We'll talk to you soon. See ya.